Each day in this second week in Advent, I'm asking you to join me to reflect on light and dark. In 1994, just after Nelson Mandela was elected, my friend Cyril persuaded me to cycle with him across South Africa to help some coloured cyclists from the Cape celebrate their new freedom. My friend Cyril and many of the other cyclists were blind from birth. We cycled our tandem into many adventures, one of which brought us face to face with a Zulu man in traditional dress. Cyril asked if he could stop and take a look. Being blind, that meant using his hands. I tried my best to introduce them until I noticed Cyril's right hand had found the Zulu man's right hand. I backed away as the Zulu stranger let Cyril's hands explore for the first time dark black African skin. They parted friends after a full embrace, and it left me feeling ashamed at the shallowness of my senses. The darkness which disabled me was nothing to Cyril. Light only entered me through my eyes, but for Cyril's, his hands, ears, nose and mouth all sensed light. Consequently, his heart was full of it. If we all remembered how to see by this true light, as Nelson Mandela surely did, then the darkness of apartheid would have been overcome before it even started. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Formless and empty, darkness was over the surface of the deep. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God separated light from the darkness the first day.